Corey, how's it going, man?
What's up, Luke?
Dude, just working hard. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. I appreciate your enthusiasm.
Yeah, a lot going on.
Yeah, no, well, good. I'm glad you do. Hey, man, I've got, I think that I've got that benchmark website sold.
Okay.
What I'm wanting to chat with you about is I'm kind of going back and forth with this guy, but what I've done is I've fed him about 40 leads in the past, 2 weeks. So he is hot.
Does he know those leads aren't going to keep coming if he doesn't keep paying me?
No. He is fully aware of that, yes.
Okay, cool.
And what I did was I told him this. I told him that there would be that fee that he needs to. Now, what I told him is he needed to sit down with you and y'all work out something to that makes sense for him to where he is. He's aggressively the highest on the board out here. Hey, give me 1 second. Let me chat with this guy. I mean, I'm just gonna roll my window down and tell him. Hey, buddy, did you get that other one I sent you? The location? Just keep driving up, and you'll go down the road about a mile, and it'll be on the left, and you'll see that picture I sent you of the gate. Thank you, buddy. All right, so, and I just told him that's something that y'all needed to sit down and kind of go over and figure out a game plan that works best for what he's wanting to do.
Mm-hmm.
Got to go from there. Now, I have to him edified you just to be the holy of holiest. So,
good.
And that you're the reason why I'm asking what I'm asking for this website.
How much are you selling it to him for?
$300K.
Oh, my word. You should give me 10% of that.
That's a lot of money, brother.
I know. I made you a lot of money.
Well, you did. And I paid for that website up front, did we not?
You did. You did indeed. Yeah. But so sell that to him, and that's great. But this is the reason why I've stopped doing what I'm doing, like for you and for other people. Because I'm making so much money, you know, and I'm allowing other people to make so much money, but we're not continuing to do that because, like, just how I was telling you before, I was like, man, I want to, you know, I'd love to build some spec houses with you or whatever, because we're allowing folks, you know, for you to make $300,000 off. That's incredible. And that's great. But I was selling myself super short, you know, so. I think you could agree with that too.
Well, I mean, we'll figure something. I don't know if I had 30 grand set aside for something like that, but I'll sure entertain taking care of you somehow.
Okay, good. I appreciate that. That'll be awesome.
I mean, I wouldn't, but you know, but one thing to keep in mind, yeah, you did do that back end for me, but at the same time, there's a lot of sweat equity on my end that I busted.
Oh,
my
hell yeah. And I'm not disregarding that at all. You had to do your part and I had to do my part. And, you know, I mean, even if it was just 5%, whatever, if you could figure out a way to cut me into that, I'd love it. And it would, you know, it would be awesome. But if you don't, figure it out. I totally understand that too.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to screw you on it, but I wish that I had known something like that up front. I would have thrown that into the mix.
No, and it doesn't, if it's fine, if it doesn't, you know, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, but it'll be rad, you know, it's great. But that's the whole reason why we're, go ahead.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense that you feel like you're entitled to it. And at the end of the day, I truly believe that, that whatever I come up with would be, you know, fair to you. Hopefully it would be, and I think that you'd be worth every penny of it.
Oh, yeah, and I don't feel entitled to any of it. I just, I was in, I got into a spot where I've been making, like, for example, I have one client, the first, they worked with us for 5 years. The first year they worked with us, they made $9 million. This year they've made $260 million. Isn't that crazy? And they're, and they're paying us a lot of money, you know? And so now it's changing to the point where I don't even know if we're going to take any more marketing clients. You know, it's just like, it's wild. It's just changed. But it doesn't matter to me. You know, I would love it if you get to sell something for $300,000 that we've both worked on and said what we're going to do, and you can give me a little portion of that, I'd love it. But I don't feel entitled to it. I know you've worked hard, and we both worked hard. So it is what it is. That's freaking awesome, man. So I just wanted to know that, because I don't want ever him to talk to me about money and be like, I don't know, and, you know, whatever. I'd love to just be able to know and then tell him, yeah, it's between you and Corey, and I'll help you get it all switched over. And if he wants to keep paying me, he can pay me.
Yeah, that side of things, I would rather that stay between you and I and he and I.
Yep. That's fantastic.
I tell you that I've secretly given you a lot of the credit. So you gotta have somebody to sell
and close those leads, but you gotta have a way to get them. And you and I have seen how they have come in, and they come in over and over. And here's the deal, Corey. I can do that. I have the domain names for every town in Central Texas. Just what we did in Burnett, I can do in Blanco. I can do in Lampasas. I can do in Burney. I can do in Horseshoe Bay right now. I could do in any of these towns.
No, I know you can, and that's what I feel, you know. And honestly, I felt like I sold myself short by letting it go for as little as I did. Because, man, I got offered $500,000 for it about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I said no to it because I didn't feel comfortable with who was going to take it over.
Dude, well, let's go do this in other towns and come up with a number that we know we're going to split on the exit.
Well, then why don't we? Here's my issue I've got right now. Luke, at the time, I had the time to do what I did to build that thing financially to where I built it to. I don't physically have that time anymore. Now, if you want to talk with Tyler about that, because Tyler's a landscaping guy, it's kind of a long story, but ultimately I reached out to him and said, hey, I'm under the impression you're wanting to expand your business a little bit. I can probably throw $500,000 annually in your lap if you're willing to sit and listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, obviously, but. Yeah, I mean, if it's something that you want to chat with him about and try to do that same thing, I absolutely believe he would be in for something like that. But it's not that I'm not interested in it. It's more the physical ability to be able to build that market. I built this market out here, obviously with y'all's help, but I built this market out here based on reputation and getting shit done. So,
absolutely.
I physically can't do that in Blanco or Johnson City or Lampasas. Mm-hmm. It's just not enough of me.
Well, are you going to keep building out here? What are you doing?
Hell yeah. That's all I want to do. And now the material has come back down the way it has. We've got 8 on the ground, 9 on the ground. And again, I've got another 12 under contract and like just sniffing, waiting to get done. I'm getting myself to a point where I'm going to get myself into a tax bracket that I'm not going to like.
Yeah, I am right now. Horrible.
Yeah. Well, and just insurance. My insurance went from $6,500 a year to almost $19,000 a year just because of revenue.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you know, crazy. Paying taxes, paying that much more means business is that much better. So,
Yes, sir.
And yes. I will work with you on something on this website. Don't think that I won't do something for you. I didn't anticipate it. I don't think for one second you're not deserving of something of it.
And all that closes.
I would never want to bite that hand that truly has fed my company and built it to what it is. Because again, every single person I talk to about how great the websites look, I never take credit for any of that. I always.
Well, I appreciate it. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. You know, whenever you close that, if you feel like convicted to bring me some of it, bring me some of it. If you don't, you just go enjoy it. Doesn't matter. I'm happy for you. I'm really happy for you. And it's been what a success story, because whenever I met you, you were like, I only want four or five houses a year.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Well, at the time, that's all I physically thought I could handle.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
me personally, that's all I wanted to handle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cool.
But,
well, yeah, let
anyway,
me know. However I can help you, however we can get this thing transitioned over, no worries. Just let me know.
I will let you know, buddy. Thank you again.
Yes, sir. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.